Hello, my name's Roger Watson, and welcome to the Jan podcast of 6th of October 2018. Napping on night shift. This is Roger Watson, the Editor-in-Chief of the Journal of Advanced Nursing. It's a long time since I did night shifts in clinical practice, and once, to obtain a promotion, I did them permanently for 6 months and hated the effect it had on my life, my appetite, my sleeping patterns. Initially, I resisted having a nap during my break, but latterly, unable to function towards the end of a shift, I began to take them. I was never sure if it helped or not, and the worst aspect was waking up and having to get back to work again. Happy days. A study from China by Li et al. And published in JAN, titled Napping on Night Shifts Among Nursing Staff, a Mixed Methods Systematic Review, aimed to synthesise research on the influence of night shift napping on nurses. 22 studies were found. The results showed napping is beneficial to the well-being of nurses and could improve their psychomotor vigilance and performance. However, the related studies are limited. The evidence on reducing sleepiness and fatigue was also insufficient, and napping in nursing still faces challenges. The authors conclude, although no clear policy, many nurses have reported napping during the night shift. Research on this topic has just started. However, some studies have identified night shift napping as beneficial to the well-being and performance of nurses. Currently, night shift napping is not widely implemented among nurses and faces many obstacles. In the future, the effects of night shift napping on nurses, people and organisation should be explored by using sound methodological designs. Nursing managers should actively develop strategies to address the barriers of implementing night shift napping in nurses.
This podcast was produced in association with youpublicationslimited.com. Do, 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 do